Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world at bedtime. And I'm glowing brightly into the faces of all these children. And I tell them stories of my adventures as I go around the world. Last night I was visiting in the home of a two-piece family. There was a boy and a girl, of course, mom and papa too. And the boy and the girl were about the same age. They were just a year apart. And the boy was having himself a dizzy. He said, "Little sisters are a challenge." She's just about as old as he is. But little sisters are a challenge. And I was sitting on his bedside table, and I said, "Fred, how come little sisters are a challenge?" He said, "Well, take my sister Susie here, for instance. She is such a challenge." And I said, "Well, how do you find her to be a challenge?" "Well, she always wants everything I have. She always wants to do everything I do. She always wants to go everywhere I go. And I don't like that." "Well, why don't you like it? You have other friends, and you have girls there, and you have boys wherever you go. Why is it your little sister, who's really not so little, but your sister, can't go too? Some of the people in your group are just as old as you and your sister. Your sister is 6 and you're 7. And how come some of your girlfriends there are 6, some of your boyfriends are 6, and you don't consider them too young? But she's my sister." "Well, what is it that you find so challenging about your sister?" "Well, Mr. Candle," Red was starting to wax philosophical, "Mr. Candle, Susie is a very wonderful girl, and she is supposed to be a perfect girl all the time." "Well, that's very nice, Freddie, to say that about your sister." "Well, I mean that. She's supposed to be nice all the time. She's supposed to always do beautiful things because she's my sister. And to me, I see her as what my mommy is. Mommy is always a loving lady, always gentle and kind. And Susie is a loving lady, always gentle and kind. And Susie doesn't go out with boys and girls like I do. Susie is helping mommy, and Susie is doing things around the house. But Susie is 6 years old," Mr. Candle says. "Yes, that's right, Susie is 6 years old. But the thing is, she should do those things because she's a woman." "No, 6 years old seems like she's a child. She's a little girl." "Oh, sisters are such a challenge. My little sister is such..." "Well, Freddie, I don't believe you really have told me why she's such a challenge. What is it that she does that disturbs you?" "Well, I guess it's this way. Whenever I look at my little sister, I see my mother. And when I see my mom, I feel I have to behave. And so when Susie's with me, I'm visiting my friends, I feel I have to behave all the time. And I don't want to do that. I want to have fun like they're having and do the things they're doing." "Well, Freddie, what are the things that your friends are doing?" "Well, oh, they're just talking dumb stuff and they're doing dumb things and just having a lot of fun." "Well, why do you call them dumb stuff and dumb things?" "Well, what they're doing is they're just not doing anything like Susie does. Susie's always helping mommy, and Susie's always helping to clean up the place. But Susie's 6 years old. How does she do that so good?" "Well, Susie does. Susie cares, and she does those things." "Well, Freddie, it seems that Susie cares, and you think you don't care." "Well, I really don't, because if I cared, I'd stay home and help mommy, too." "Well, what do you think you should do?" "Well, oh, sisters, it has nothing to do with Susie. It has to do with you," Mr. Candle said. "Oh, Mr. Candle, you don't understand. You just don't understand. Susie is making it so tough for me." how is she making it tough for you? Well, because every time I look at her, I see my mom, and I see what mom does, and I see how she's so loving, and I don't do those things. Well, Freddie, do you want to do those things? No. Well, then don't. Don't. Be yourself. You're not old enough to be thought that you have to do a lot of things, but you could be yourself. But mother loves Susie better than she loves me. No, I would say your mother loves Susie better than she loves you, you think, because Susie spends time with your mother. Now, how much time do you spend with your mother, Freddie? Well, I got things to do. Well, how much time do you spend with your mother when you don't have things to do? Well, that's girl stuff. Oh? Is it girl stuff to be yourself and have fun and to do nice things for people? No. What could you do for your mother that would make her very happy? Well, I could come to meals on time and be washed up, but I play with my friends and have so much fun, I don't always get in when Mama calls. Well, do you think that would be a nice thing to do? Well, Mom would think so. Well, what would you think? Well, yeah, my tummy gets all in a knot when I don't do what Mommy asks. Well, that happens to a lot of people. Our tummy gets in a knot when we don't do what we know we should. So, what are you going to do, Freddie? Well, Freddie, why are you having these thoughts? I don't know why. You're having these thoughts of loving your sister and caring, watching how she helps your mommy, because you are a very fine boy, and you're always helping others. When you're with your friends, you're the one who always does the nice little things that makes them so happy. And when you're with others, you're always being a lovely person. Well, you can be a lovely person with your sister and with your mom and your dad, too, if you want. Well, why do you feel you don't want to be? Well, I don't want to be a mama's boy. Well, who calls you a mama boy? Well, they would. We call James a mommy's boy because he's always doing everything his mommy tells him. Is James happy? Oh, yeah, he is so happy. Wouldn't you like to be like James? Well, you mean if I did what mommy tells me and do what I'm not, I will be a happy boy? Perhaps. Why don't you try it? Oh, Mr. Candle, you make it always sound so easy. No, Freddie, you make it sound easy. Because you're the one who has these thoughts, and I merely reflect them back to you. So now, you go and give it a try. Okay? Okay, Mr. Candle. Susie, are you a nice girl? Oh, of course. I have fun. I enjoy me. See, Freddie, you have fun and enjoy yourself, too. Uh-oh. There comes the Sandman. And he's got his bag of pixie dust filled with all the lovely thoughts that anyone could ever have. And he's going to sprinkle it over your children, and you're going to go to sleep and have beautiful dreams. So now, call your mom and dad in and say, Mom, Dad, come. It's time for me to go to sleep now. The Sandman's here. And they come running into the room and sit at your bedside, give you a big hug, and say, you're a great kid. You're wonderful. And as they say that, you feel a great warmth down deep in your heart. And you'll know full happiness, full peace, and full joy in all that you do. Oh, Mr. Sandman, you're wonderful. Thank you very much for taking care of these children all over the world. So good night, boys and girls. Happy dreams. And know that this is Mr. Candle speaking, and I say to you, I love you, I love you, I love you.